SF Archbishop says new coronavirus church closures violate religious freedom. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 1, 2020. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said this weekend a new ban on worship violates a natural and a constitutional right. Archbishop Corleone objected to the state's lumping together of religious worship with non-essential indoor activities such as gyms, movie theaters, and museums while arbitrarily allowing for indoor retail at 25% capacity and permits massage parlors, hair and nail salons, and tattoo parlors to operate indoors. In his statement, the Archbishop criticized a new health order from the state of California that places San Francisco and San Mateo counties into a more restrictive purple tier of coronavirus restrictions, which unfairly denigrates the right to religious worship. This is precisely the kind of blatant discrimination to which the Supreme Court gave injunctive relief in New York, Corleone said, in reference to last Wednesday's SCOTUS ruling barring the state from enforcing certain attendance limits at houses of worship. Even in a pandemic, the Constitution cannot be put away and forgotten, just as Neil Gorsuch wrote in the 5-4 decision. The restrictions at issue here, by effectively barring many from attending religious services, strike at the very heart of the First Amendment's guarantee of religious liberty. The San Francisco Archbishop insisted in his statement that for Catholic Christians, worship of God and the reception of the sacraments are essential activities. The government is demoting worship to the same status as watching a movie, non-essential, Corleone said. But worship is both a natural and a constitutional right. My people want to receive the body and blood of Christ. They need it, and have every right to be free to do so. Corleone also insisted that his archdiocese has adhered scrupulously to measures mandated to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Catholics in San Francisco are absolutely committed to public safety and conducting worship services, he said. Our protocols require masks, social distancing, sanitation and ventilation. But the government still chooses to treat worship as less important than shopping for shoes, he added. While declaring that he is deeply sympathetic to public health concerns about a surge in COVID hospitalizations, the Archbishop also noted that we know of no cases of transmission of the virus as a result of in-person worship inside of our churches. Follow at Williams Rome.